You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Hello and welcome to Ours to Protect. Today is part two of my chat with Donna Mullen, author of Make Your Home a Nature Reserve, and Julie Corrie, Biodiversity Officer in Donegal County Council, and she's going to be telling us what to expect in Biodiversity Week, which kicks off on Friday. So, I've had issues with badgers in the past. I didn't like them. I was afraid of them. And after reading this book, I felt a bit guilty because they actually do have some really interesting habits and little personalities. And Donna told me more about that.
They're very clean animals. They build the most amazing sets. They pull in bits of plastic and that to make their set nice and cozy. And they're always cleaning it out. My husband actually worked on a badger set, and it was completely lined with Coca-Cola bottles. Yeah. They have they're the interior designers of the animal world. and there was badgers actually in Germany that were studied, and they build their own central heating system. Yeah, they brought in loads of stuff and basically made a big underground compost heap. And the temperature then went up, and as the temperature got up to 30 degrees, and then as it got colder, they'd move in closer to the heating system. And then as it got warm, they move back out again. Like, they're just unbelievably intelligent. Oh, wow. So when one of them dies, they make like a little in-house burial chamber, like it's supposed to, like, have an old churches. You know, the way you used to bury people in tombs in the building.
Yeah, they do that
sometimes. They seal up kind of the place where the badger used to live and then let him decompose for a couple of years. Then after couple of years are over, they do spring cleaning. And when it's just a skeleton, they'll dig in and they'll throw the whole skeleton out. But I would just love to know how they think. I've tried to build a badger set myself to see would they move in. But they just come and poo in it. So that's what they think of my efforts.
Did you know badgers were that intelligent? Because I certainly did not. Well, now that we're all on the edge of our seats, ready to set foot into the animal kingdom, Biodiversity Week kicks off at the end of this week, in 3 days on Friday, and there's loads of free events happening around Donegal. Julie Corrie, who we were speaking to about the biodiversity plan a few weeks ago, told me all about what's coming up and what we can expect.
Well, up in Donegal, we have quite a lot of events happening. So this year, now that I'm a post the biodiversity officer with the council, through the Biodiversity Action Plan programme funded by the Heritage Council, we've got funding to run various events. So this year, if you feel like getting up early on Saturday morning, you could go for a dog chorus walk in Remelton with Angus Kennedy there from Nature Northwest, or indeed you could join myself and a local agriculturalist in Drumbo Woods and come for a walk through Drumbo Woods and Stranorder and experience trees through an agriculturalist's eye with Sheila Haley. There's quite a few other things happening too. Donna Marie, you can come for a bird watch walk with us up at Mahagallan. That would be next week. That's Thursday the 23rd. But all of these details are online. You can either search through the county search portal on the biodiversityweek.ie, or you can come to the council's website and find information there as well.
And the great thing about these events is that you're learning about things that you can actually see in front of you in your own area. And the next time, I'm just thinking of Drumbo Woods because it's local to me. The next time you're going through, you're like, oh, I know what that is.
That's it. Oh, I mean, what a time of year. It is just beautiful at the minute with the bluebells. And wildflowers would want to be my favourite sort of topics to discuss with people. So I'd be looking down at the wildflowers, and Sheila, who's with us to talk about trees, she'll be looking up. But you never know. Hopefully the weather will be good to us on Saturday and we'll get to see butterflies and bees and various other things too. So, between that and various other walks, talks, and there are talks as well. So if you want to come and learn about wildlife gardening, I'm there along with a few other people in Donegal who are interested in biodiversity, doing various talks throughout the county. So there's one happening, for example, on the 20th of May in Dunfanaghy. It's Let's Celebrate Biodiversity. But there's also one happening in Bundoran on the Wednesday. And not forgetting, of course, the PPN event in Letterkenny on the Saturday as well, Saturday the 25th. So as I say, all the details are on the internet, or people can email me at biodiversity@donegalcoco.ie and I can send them the programme.
And that's time time. Thank you very much for these two inspiring ladies for taking the time out of their busy schedules to speak to me. You can find out more online as usual. Until next week, have a great one.
You're listening to Ours to Protect on Highland Radio, presented by Donna Marie Doherty, every Tuesday at 12:30.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commissioner Mann with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Highland Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.